All right, it's Tuesday. Man, can you believe that we're winding down to Labor Day? Summer's just about gone. And maybe by the end of fall, we will have concluded this tariff trade war with China. It appears to be a possibility. The president, you heard Stuart Varney mention this earlier in the program. The president had a masterful G7 summit. Despite what you might hear on some of the other channels, the fact of the matter is he got a deal with Japan for $7 billion plus in agricultural products, primarily corn, helping out American farmers and taking leverage away from the Chinese, who are using that as a pressure point. Put together a deal with Boris Johnson to have a deal in place with the UK after Brexit. A lot of very good things coming out, obviously, of the G7. And now the Chinese say they want to have calm discussions, a calm end to the trade war, which I think is a good way to say they yelled uncle. All right. They're done. They're ready to have a conversation. They've taken a pounding in the last couple of weeks. Joining me now, Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Liz, welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
A lot of progress. Now, you wouldn't know this if you watched NBC and ABC or read the New York Times, how well the G7 actually went for this president. He basically restructured the way we're doing trade in the world. He got Japan to step up big, which is a huge win for the president and for American farmers, which took leverage away from the Chinese, made a deal with Boris Johnson. I mean, he had a pretty good weekend, I'd say. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And you're right. You're not going to see any of that coverage in the mainstream press. But, you know, it doesn't matter. The country's doing better for it. And, you know, the media and the Democrats really have no argument against it. And they're saying, oh, the president's isolated. It couldn't be further from the truth. He's making great deals for the country. And you're right, that deal with Japan is so important because it opens up our markets. It gives relief to farmers. It's something that's never happened before. Japan is going to buy excess corn, which is a really huge development. And also, Japan didn't get any relief for their auto manufacturing either. It's not a bad deal for Japan, but it's certainly a better deal for the United States. And you've seen this over and over again. The president is not just going to take a deal to make a deal. He wants a good one, and that's why he got the USMCA with Mexico and Canada that we're still waiting for the Democrats to act on in Congress. But all of these deals give us more leverage in the fight against China because this is the most important fight. And I think Americans understand that for far too long. China has taken advantage of the United States and other presidents and other administrations did not take the fight to them. They let China take advantage. They steal our intellectual property. The huge trade deficit. This is a communist regime, and they've made their plans well known of what they want to do with the world and be a huge global power. Well, the United States isn't going to let that happen anymore. We're not going to be taken advantage of, and we're not going to just take a deal to get one like the Obama administration would with Iran. So this is good news, but also we're negotiating from a position of strength. And I think that's the most important thing, takeaway from this. The president's going to get a good deal, not just a deal for the sake of one.
Well, and I agree with you there, Liz, because it's important that we, as you point out, it's been, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say it's been loosey-goosey for a long time with the Chinese. You know, a lot of things were let slide, whether it's the theft of intellectual property or different trade deals or, you know, different things the Chinese were allowed to slide on. And this president said, we can't do that anymore. And so he's put the Chinese in a position where they have to also show strength. But this deal with Japan, instrumental in breaking that that deadlock, if you will, it seems to me, because it took a lot of leverage away from the Chinese. They've lost 3 million jobs. Their markets are sliding. Their currency is at 11-year low, so they've got a lot of challenges they have to face. And honestly, the Chinese citizens, they also want a higher standard of living. Now that they've gotten a taste of it, they want more of it. And so the Chinese need to come to the table and make a deal. I think that the United States and China will reach a deal. I've thought for a long time that no matter what happened, the president would find a way to make a deal that works for both sides by June 1st, give or take, of 2020, so that once that happens, it will take and put gas on the fire of the American economy. It'll be going great guns because we would probably be at 3% or better this year, except for the trade and tariff issues we're having with China. We're better than 3% last year, would have continued this year, but it's been kind of tamped down. By 2020, that'll be taken away, and we'll be roaring towards the election day, November 3rd, 2020. I think this has all been part of a bigger strategy to, first of all, hold the Chinese accountable and spur on the American economy.
Well, I think it's important to note, you're right, because the president knows that he could stimulate this economy right now by just taking any deal, but he's not going to do that. He's going to get the right one. And the reason why this has to happen now is because we do have a strong economy. The tax cuts, the deregulation have really pumped lifeblood into this economy. It's very, very strong. Wages are rising. Manufacturing is coming back. We've got a lot of great news in the fundamentals of our economy, and then you look at China, they are not negotiating from a position of strength. They're losing factories. Like you mentioned, their markets are crashing. So this was the time to do it. And, you know, the president, this is why he's so popular, especially among the Republican Party historically. He's delivering on what he said he was going to do. He said he'd hold China accountable. People were tired of getting ripped off by China. And he said he would mark them as a currency manipulator. He's done that. And he's used tariffs very skillfully in all of these issues, in all of these negotiations, whether it was with Mexico to help shore up the border or with China here. But this is the president that stayed true to his word because he cares about the country, and he didn't need to do this. He just wants the country to do better. And I think we see that every single day.
And when you look at the other side, you look at suggestions by Bernie Sanders taking over the energy companies. You talk about heavily taxing and regulating businesses, getting rid of the 21% tax rate that was reduced to for businesses in December of 2017 as part of the president's plan, and return tax rates to places that will make us less competitive again, take us out of the mix. Companies have been relocating here for a variety of reasons. One of the things, they want to be in America. Secondly, with a 21% tax rate, they can compete here. All of those things could be burned down by any one of the Democrats that are at the front of the field right now, correct?
You're so right. And I'm so glad you mentioned this because, you know, you've heard a lot of talk in the media and from the Democrats about a made-up recession. Well, if you want a recession, elect any one of these Democrat socialists that are running for president right now. Eliminating fossil fuels, which is the engine of our economy. I mean, it's so absurd. Renewable energy only accounts for 17% right now. That's mostly hydropower, which is not popular. It's a fairy tale, but it's dangerous. I mean, they're talking about taking over entire industries, whether it's energy or healthcare, kicking millions of Americans off our insurance and giving it to illegal aliens for quote-unquote free. But they would absolutely tank this booming economy with their getting rid of the tax cuts, the regulatory state, which was so oppressive during the Obama years in terms of the economy and growth, and hindering growth. They would return to those days, but it would be even worse.
Right. Got to leave it right there, Liz.
Not the same party.
Yeah, got to leave it right there. You're exactly right.
Party.
Liz Harrington from the RNC. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.com.